Hello, my friends. I'm Kira Misi, and this is my podcast, Finding Rainbows on an Ordinary Day, where we dive into the ordinary, looking for the extraordinary. Because, well, life is hard, but if you look close enough, you will find the rainbows. Let's get started. Hello, my beautiful friends, and welcome back to Finding Rainbows on an Ordinary Day. Wait a minute. Hold up. I'm going to change the lighting in here. Ah, yes, that is so much better. You see, in my podcast studio, I love the lights to be dim. And then, of course, I have this beautiful neon rainbow in here that my son, my oldest son, surprised me with on Christmas morning. And oh my goodness, just thinking about it right now, just, oh my gosh, it makes me so happy. Because how many times, you know, throughout your lifetime, you come downstairs Christmas morning and at different times in your life, it's a different feeling, right? When you're a kid, you're like, oh my gosh, Santa came. And then if you have children, you know, you'd see it through their eyes and they're so excited. And I literally felt like a little kid again when I came down Christmas morning and there was this neon rainbow sign there by the Christmas tree. Oh, just the sweetest. Anyway, so change the lighting. Excuse me, goodness, I need to probably stop eating things before I come on here because then I'm clearing my throat. My apologies, my friends. Okay, so it is Fill Your Cup Thursday, or whenever you're listening to this. This is our bonus mini. I love a bonus mini each and every week because I don't know about you. I'm guessing you're agreeing with me because you're here with me today, but I love just a little inspiration while I'm brushing my teeth or I'm driving to work. And wait, I work at a podcast studio in my basement. Okay, so I'm not driving to work, but I do drive my kid to school, all of those things, you know, anywhere you're going. And I think to myself, you know, I would love a little inspiration. I would love someone to tell me that I'm pretty and then give me tacos. Do you know what I mean? You feel me. So that's what we're doing here today. And I thought instead of talking about just one thing, although I only have what? About 10 to 12 minutes to do a bonus mini. I thought we would first open up my very, very favorite little book that I have on my desk, Everyday Wisdom for Success. You know, I love to look at it sometimes and I love to just put myself on the spot. So let's open one up. Let's see what the universe, the world, the love, the heart of my soul has for me today. All right. Act as if what you intend to manifest in life is already a reality. Eliminate thoughts of conditions, limitations, or the possibility of something not manifesting. Oh my goodness. This is good. This is so, so good. Why is it not only so good in what it says, but today I wanted to talk to you about the title of this episode, which is This Isn't a Good Time. Okay. Okay. So in life, how many times, raise your hand, have you said to yourself, this just isn't a good time. This isn't a good time to chase my dream. This isn't a good time to set a goal. This isn't a good time to start a family. This isn't a good time to change jobs. This isn't a good time. Well, when is a good time? When is a good time? You tell me. Okay, I'm waiting, right? There never really is a good time. And often timing lines up when you're just working towards something, anything, whether it's a new hobby, getting yourself out of bed on time in the morning, when you work on the tall and the small, then time aligns up. It lines right up with what you want to do and how you want to go after it. And that really falls into what we're reading here on my Everyday Wisdom for Success by Dr. Wayne W. Dyer, which is act as if what you intend to manifest in life is already a reality. So if we first say anytime's a good time, we throw out the this isn't a good time statement and we say anytime's a good time because time is relative and we do not know if we have an infinite amount of time. Yeah. So start on what you want to do today and act as if you intend to manifest it in life like it's already there. It's already a reality. Sometimes people will say, walk the walk the way you talk the talk, right? Show people what you can do. Don't just tell them what you can do. And then show up, dress in that reality. You know, you want to be a fashionista? Start dressing like it. Be who you want to be each and every day. And then, of course, eliminate those thoughts of conditions, limitations, or the possibility of something not working out. If you think something's not going to work out, guess what? Should we do a drum roll for this, or do you already know? It's not going to work out, okay? If you think, oh, you know, I'm never lucky, well, then you're never gonna be lucky. They have this big little catchphrase, big little, I don't know. Let's strike that, reverse that. Yep, I'm Wonka. But they have this big statement out there, but it's kind of little, of lucky girl syndrome or lucky boy syndrome. And I just feel that, okay, my apologies, my phone's going off. Y'all, I should have turned it off, but I didn't. Now I did. Here we go. But what I'm telling you is that lucky girl or lucky boy syndrome is believing that you are lucky and then going after those things in a way that you can't lose. You can't lose. And this is the thing. You know I'm going to say it. Sure, we fail. We all fail. But failure is redirection in the right direction. It always is. I've set out on all kinds of excursions, big things, small things, and what I've discovered is this. Sometimes things don't work out. Yeah, I know, newsflash, you've had it in your own life. Sometimes things don't work out, but they do work out in another way. So it might not be how I imagined. It might not be how I thought I had my ducks in a row in a certain way, but it does work out in another way and better. In another way and better. I know you hear me. So you might be on this great journey to, I don't know, let's keep it simple, with a 5K, right? You want to do a 5K, and the first time you set out, you fall a little short, right? You end up not running the whole thing like you had planned, and you end up walking it. But along the way, you really learned something about yourself, and you still finished, you see? So journeys are different. Sometimes you say, I'm going to run the whole thing, and you end up crawling a lot of it, but learning a lot about yourself along the way, and better things happen along the way because you went a little slower. You noticed more about your life. You noticed more about yourself. You noticed more about the world around you, and you noticed that life is abundant. It is for you, no matter what anybody else says. Right? What do we say around here? Who cares what other people think? Oh, my friends, who cares what other people think? Honestly, it's not who you are. It's always a reflection of how they feel about themselves in some sort of way. So as we act as if what we intend to manifest in life is already our reality, we will then what? Eliminate thoughts of conditions. Conditions of what? It's not the right time. We're going to throw that out. Throw that out of your vernacular. Yes, the big words. Gosh, I'm always admitting on here what a language arts nerd I am. And I'm so proud of it. I love the word nerd because it just means that you want to learn and go and grow. And you want to know a lot of stuff. And you know a lot about a lot of stuff. I think we're all secretly and maybe very proudly, me, raise your hand, a little nerdy. I love it. Okay. And nerds rule the world. I've always heard that. So I believe it. Who is it that owns Meta? Hi. Anyway. All right. I digress. So we're going to eliminate thoughts of conditions like time. And we're going to eliminate thoughts of limitations. Limitations can be anything, right? Don't have enough money. You don't have the support system around you. And you simply don't believe in yourself. Those would be limitations, right? So you got to throw those out. First off, you got to believe in you. I always say, I believe in me. Believe in me, believe in me. I believe in me. I don't need the accolades. I don't need someone else to tell me that my dream is valid because it was already given to me the day I was born. All my dreams, all my hopes, all my ambitions, they were given to me. And it's just my job to love on them and seek them and feel them and be them in life. I do not need the approval of others. That's something you need to say to yourself all the time, every single day. until you believe it. I know. I hear you, Peanut Gallery, but it's harder than it looks. Okay, then keep saying it till you believe it. And I'm telling you, you'll eventually believe it. When I have the most grumbly morning, I will say to myself, you are so beautiful. Because it makes me laugh. I'll look at myself in the mirror. I've got like mascara running down my face because I'm the worst at washing my face at night. And, you know, I'll have a scrunchie in my hair. And I'm like, girl, you are so beautiful. And I'll just say it till I start laughing. And then I start believing it. And then, you know what? I go on with my day feeling like, yeah, you know, I got this. And you have this too. And what's the last thing here? Eliminate thoughts of the possibility of something not manifesting or not happening. In case you're like, manifest, what is she talking about? Like, does she conjure up spells in her basement, in her studio? Sure, sometimes. We'll talk about it another time. But no, manifesting is believe, achieve, receive. It's really believing in you, believing in your dreams, believing in your goal, believing in whatever you want to start, whether it's a hobby or it's your career. Believing in what you're doing and emoting in it, loving on it, doing it. And that's manifesting. That's creating. Manifesting is creating a life that you love. You see how I did that? Because that's how we do it around here. We create a life that we love. You know, I'm here just like you are, wondering sometimes what's it all about and why am I here and what am I supposed to be doing? And sometimes I'm like, you know what? That's a lot. That's a lot to think about. So I'm just going to have a bowl of chocolate ice cream and watch some trashy TV and we'll get back to it tomorrow. And that's okay to do too, my friends. That's okay to do also. It's all about creating a life that you love. From the tall to the small, say it with me. And where are those rainbows anyway? Well, they're all around you. You just have to open up your heart to see them. And I know you can do that. I believe in you, and I'm going to keep saying it. I'm going to believe in you till you start picking yourself up and believing in you too. And even then, I'm still going to stand by your side and believe in you. Because inside of you is everything, everything you've ever needed to succeed and to create a life that you love. So my friends, stop putting limits on your life and stop thinking that this isn't a good time. The best time? Well, it's right now, my friends. Go after those things you want to do. Try something new today and be the light, because the light inside of you is what we all need in this big, beautiful world. And when it rains, look for rainbows. All right, my friends, I'll see you next time. Well, my friends, that's my podcast. I hope I gave you a little light in your heart, a little song in your soul, and a whole lot of love, because you are amazing. I'll see you next time on Finding Rainbows on an Ordinary Day. Meet me on my Instagram page at Finding Rainbows the Podcast, where you'll find more inspiration to feed your soul. And while you're there, join my Rainbow Connection. It's an insider's club where you'll receive inspirational quotes to your inbox each week from me, and VIP opportunities, giveaways, I love a freebie, live webinars, and so much more. Remember, you are a light to this world. Shine bright, my friends. I'll see you next time on Finding Rainbows.